Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bart Bettega, the executive director with the NTCA, the National Tile Contractors Association, and also with the CTEF, the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation. Bart, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
It's good to be with you. You know, I stumble over the alphabet soup in this business.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, we'll go through some of the things that are going on here. We're at Total Solutions Plus. It's the first time I've been here. We're in Washington, D.C. I want to tell our listeners a little bit about what goes on here. I've got to compliment this type of meeting because it really is almost all the executives that have anything to do with the tile business, right?
It is. So what Total Solutions Plus has evolved to, Kemp, over the years is now an industry meeting of the tile and stone industry that is managed by four associations. So it's the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. Mm-hmm. Obviously, these are distributors and importers.
Yeah.
The Tile Council of North America, which represents the North American manufacturers, and then the NTCA, which is the National Tile Contractors Association. We represent both union and non-union tile installation companies. And then there's the Tile Contractors Association of America, which is your union signatory contractors from around the country. So the four groups have come together to put on an all-industry event.
Mm-hmm. So I know I'm here from Sunday through Wednesday, but some people come actually on Thursday and Friday because there's board meetings and planning meetings and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. What's really accomplished here is several things. The four associations put on their annual meetings here. So it's part of our committee process, our board of director process, and then even if we have national standards programs. So it's just a perfect place for everybody to bring the manufacturers together. We have a unique little one-night tabletop event, but it's a chance to really take care of business as well as have one event a year that we bring leaders into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's an annual event. And to summarize, too, I mean, basically it's the producers, it's the distributors, and the people who install it. All right, so a couple things I want to point out. There's plenty of social time, plenty of networking time, but there's also some keynote speakers and some technical meetings, some board meetings. So people come together for meals and things like that, and they go off in their own direction, and there's plenty of options. One thing I definitely want to point out is your keynote speaker today was actually enlightening. What was his name?
His name was Tom Singer, and I agree with you. He made us look at, you know, the word networking is often used as a trite word, but he really made us stop and think about so many of the components of how we live in a technological world, but yet we're in a relationship business. I thought he did a great job of really trying to get us back to the basics of establishing relationships, meeting new people, and thinking about networking, not just with our peers, but also with our suppliers and with our customers. And he did a great job of doing that. You know, we do have fun at Total Solutions Plus, but I go to a lot of events around the country, but we're here to work too. We pack a lot of education into two full days. We try to mix up the business sessions, some technical sessions, and some marketing sessions. And we try to put programming together that positively impacts the distributor, the manufacturer, and the tile contractor. And I think we do a pretty good job of that.
One thing about Tom, real quick to mention, last night he came to the opening cocktail party, and he just stood at a table, and he said in 12 minutes somebody came up and talked to him. So he said the group gets an A for that.
That's pretty good. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, if you want to grow a conference like this, I think we started about 8 years ago with the groups doing this, and I think our first event was about 400 attendees. And I think this year, I don't have all the numbers yet, but it's well over 600. But if you want to grow it, you know, the best way to do it is to create an experience for new attendees to where they really meet people and feel that they're a part of that group. So his message hit home for me today.
So this is the eighth annual, you think?
This is the eighth annual of the groups coming together, CTDA, NTCA, and then the Tile Council of North America. And the TCAAA came in about 4 or 5 years ago.
And you try to mix it up. You try to do East Coast, West Coast too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And we also have tried some markets where, like this, was kind of a new venture for us. We traditionally maybe have gone into more warmer climates and do a golf event and, you know, more resort-type atmosphere. But we came to Washington, D.C. this year with the specific intention of being in an area where a lot of people could drive in for the event. And I think it had a positive impact on the attendance. And also, I think D.C. brings with you kind of a lot of things to do, and a lot of families came and took advantage of that too.
Well, one of the things that I like to reminisce about, I'll just mention it real quick, is that the carpet industry used to have a meeting like this that the Carpet and Rug Institute used to throw. And 20 years ago when they had their meetings, they were a lot like this. So it's kind of neat to see this tile industry with meetings like this. Two things I want to definitely mention that I think are really something worth calling out. One is your ANSI standards and the way you define your product and the way you define how things should be installed is to be commended. I just sat in on a session a few minutes ago where they talked about, you know, gauge porcelain tile. They talked about standards that are being built around installation. And so it eliminates all the gray area. That was one area the carpet industry could never get as far as installation standards that were ANSI standards, that never got accomplished. But another thing I want to point out is something you just kicked off this spring, and that's a Wow Tile campaign, which defines the benefit of tile versus other flooring materials. Actually, there's a trade message and a consumer message, and you've built a website around it. And so those are two areas that where this industry within an industry are, I would say, excelling.
Well, I'll speak to the ANSI process first. I thank you for that compliment because it's a very complex thing to do, is to try to create product and installation standards and create industry consensus. And I have to compliment some of the leaders in the manufacturing side, the Tile Council of North America, because several years ago they really created an atmosphere of welcoming and inviting labor in to that group. It was always there, but there was always some fragmentation. But in the subcommittee work and in the process itself, I think it's really working with the installers have a voice, and that voice is very important so that you're creating standards that make sense, that can be actually put into the field and be accomplished successfully. So it's a lot of work. It's a big committee. The best way for it to work is to have dedicated volunteers that work in subcommittees, and then you come together and approve these documents. Kemp, as you know, technology is changing so fast that the pressure on us to bring ANSI and the TCNA handbook up to speed is such that these documents used to get changed about every 8 years. Now we're having to change them every single year. So I do think we're succeeding with that, but it's an ever present challenge. Okay, so the second question was about why tile. I think the most important thing with why tile is that we found that the distributors, the retailers, the tile installers, we all want to promote the benefits of tile. And we've all done stuff, but we've never been consistent about it. And so we really have tried to bring the groups together to support an initiative that would really bring what I would call a consistent message and make those those materials available to put in tile showrooms. And that message needs to talk about the benefits of tile compared to other products. And it also needs to talk about the importance of having tile installed properly. And I think those are the two probably the most key components of the Why Tile campaign. We're just really getting it started. I think they've done some really good work in 1 year, but we've got a long way to go with it. But we're on the right track to get, so that when you go into different stores in New York and in California, you'll see the same messaging related to these products.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to hand it to you. This tile industry has its act together, and I appreciate you spending time with us and inviting me up here to be with this group. Again, I've been talking to Bart Bedica, the Executive Director, National Tile Contractors Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.